Okay, well, God bless you all in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. It's always a joy and a privilege and an honor to be able to share the wonderful Word of God with those who truly honor the Father and want to do their best for Him. Yeah, we sure are in a special time of year with Pentecost coming up on Sunday. And this past Sunday, I called it a week-long Pentecost celebration. Because we call Pentecost the birthday of the church. Mm-hmm. And many people, like myself, like to celebrate their birthdays for more than 3 days at a time. So I think Pentecost deserves a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you just stand in awe. The goodness and the greatness of God, huh?
Amen.
You know, He's called us to be His children, making available the Spirit of Christ within. And there's nothing greater for man to become than a child of God,
mm-hmm.
the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You think He knew what He was doing? What He wanted to accomplish through His Son? Well, I think so. You know, the gift of Holy Spirit is the most important reality for the born-again believer. And so I think we want to do our best. We want to get it right. We want to get our understanding and our walk as best as we can get it. So tonight I want to share with you a few brief things in anticipation for the big day. And it's funny Bob mentioned this. I'm calling it Magnitude of Pentecost. That's my title for tonight. And like Bob mentioned on Sunday and just a few minutes ago, many Christians may recognize Pentecost, but don't fully realize the significance of what it actually means. You know, before the day of Pentecost, before that day occurred, you can only gain access to God, you know, through a high priest once a year. That was as close as you could have gotten. But after the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was made available to absolutely anyone who confesses Romans 10:9, free of charge. Spectacular. It's really something, guys. God wanted an intimate relationship with His man that only He could have created. But it didn't take long for mankind to drop the ball and lose that spiritual connection with their Creator. You know, He created man with body, soul, and spirit. But the fall of man, as we know it, cut off that spiritual connection. But God, being the genius that He is, He had a plan to fix this on a permanent level. And that was the great mystery that was eventually revealed. The day of Pentecost is the fruit of Christ's death, birth, and resurrection. And all of these things were done to lead us to the point of being born again of God's Spirit permanently. Once you become born again of God's Spirit, you can't lose it. That's it. You can do whatever you want from that point forward. You're still heaven-bound. You're still born again of God's Spirit, you can't lose it. And all of this started in Genesis 3:15 with the promised seed. And ever since the fall, you know, all God has been really wanting to do is open a way for mankind to get back into His presence. Adam had it. He had it when he was created. Man lost it. But God moved in such a way to legally redeem mankind for all eternity through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, making the new birth reality available. Why don't we go to Colossians 1:25? We've read this whole section multiple times, but this is what Pentecost really comes down to. Colossians 1:25, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You heard that inflection, you know who I'm making a reference to. God hid this from many, many generations, thousands and thousands of years. And if the devil had known what was about to happen, he would not have had Christ crucified. Satan would have rather had Christ here on earth than have multiple Christs walking the earth. So with that being said, I want us to think about the effect that this has had on the world as we know it. And I think it's safe to say that, first off, if there was no Pentecost, then we would simply not be sitting here tonight, let alone be alive. I mean, there are many times where I can think of where I could have been dead. But since I have that personal connection with the Father, you know, I know that he has my protection in mind, and he has our best interest in mind. If we did not have that connection with him, who knows what would have happened at this point?
Yeah.
No Pentecost, no connection with God, and that means no born-again life. So I think it's also safe to say that the reality of Christ in you is one of the most profound yet misunderstood things in all of Christianity. You know, people everywhere try, and they try, and they try, and they try over and over again to get what they think they need in order to be capable men and women of God. But we've already got it. You know, we got all that we need when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Gift of Holy Spirit. And we may take this for granted at times, but I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I can do what the Word of God says I can do, and I will be what the Word of God says I will be. These are not lies. Those are the effects of what Jesus Christ accomplished on our behalf. You know, in Colossians it says that we are complete in Him. And that's either true or it's not true. And if there's one thing that we know, man's basic spiritual problem is still the integrity and accuracy of God's Word. That's the one thing that we've learned throughout our lives, that man's basic spiritual problem is the accuracy of God's Word. He does not believe what the Word says. I don't know how much more simply it could be put, but God had to move in major miraculous ways to get us to where we are today, to get us to receive the power of Christ within, to get us back into his presence. You know, in Ephesians 1, it says that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. So we don't have to get more than that, but I think it's only fair that we should at least realize how significant everything is from the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to the day of Pentecost, and try our best to appropriate the power that we now possess because of all of it. You know, God's desire is still for all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's going to be the case from here till the end of time. And Pentecost is the definition of true freedom. Anyone can receive the gift of Holy Spirit at any time because of it, and by confessing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, coming to a complete realization of the benefits that we now take part in because of the miracle that God had to perform is going to be a lifelong journey. But we can all agree on one thing. It's a special one. So I'm looking forward to our celebration this weekend and forging ahead with trying to further our understanding and live out the magnitude of Pentecost that is Christ in us. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I know it was brief tonight, but I trust that you would like us to continue to celebrate what you had to do in order for us to be a part of your family. And I don't think we will ever understand the magnitude of it all. Because if the day of Pentecost did not occur, if your son did not accomplish what he accomplished on our behalf, we would not be sitting in this room. We would not be talking to you right now. So we're grateful, Father, for all of it. And we look forward to the times ahead. So I pray for these things and say thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.